RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for The Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Around the world, fermented foods are a staple of our diets. But here in America, fermented foods are barely used. And if they are, most likely not in the tradition that they should be used in, or the tradition of true fermented foods. Maybe if we knew the true benefits, we would probably all consume maybe just a little bit more. My guest today is Marge Roman. Marge has been in the health and nutrition industry for over 35 years and has worked in every level of the field, starting behind the counter of a juice bar in Florida throughout high school and then went to run health food stores in California, Florida, and Nevada. Marge is a lifelong grassroots advocate and has supported every challenge to the industry for her entire 3.5-decade career. She's an educator, writer, and has taught nutrition classes, health awareness classes, as well as cooking classes to stay healthy. Marge's father, Stanley Jacobson, was the first time ever Whole Foods Magazine Man of the Year. So to say the passion and quest for knowledge in this industry is in her blood would be a resounding yes. Marge is a pillar of the health and nutrition industry, bringing basic values and knowledge from the past and marrying it with today's technology advances in knowledge, all the while keeping information relevant for today's world. Having this foundation of decades of information makes her one of the most valuable educators and teachers in the field, and having the experience in every level of retail management, sales, and education truly makes her voice one to be heard. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Marge, thank you for being here today.
Good morning, Dr. Burke. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, this and you and I have talked about this in the past, about fermented foods and how around the world, many people that think of fermented foods, they just consider them to be food. And we consider them to be something we have to mentally and physically prepare ourselves to consume.
You know, it's interesting. The history of fermented foods is extremely long. You know, a food anthropologist has traced back the first recipe for fermented food to 6,000 B.C. Hmm. So it's a new trend now, but it's certainly an old trend that has come back. And, you know, people first started fermenting food as a way of preserving food. You know, it's hard to think of in this day and age, but there was a time when there were no freezers and refrigerators and grocery stores, and people had to take the resources they had and find a way to stretch them. So if they had a harvest of vegetables, obviously they probably couldn't eat them all before they would go bad or they would be unusable. So that's sort of how fermentation was born. It was born out of necessity. And I think so many of the healthy things we do are truly born out of necessity. You find a need and you have to fill it. And back in very old days, preserving food to survive was an integral part of society. You know, people had to do it. They had no option. You knew that you had vegetables in the spring and the summer and things like that, fresh milk, fresh fish, all those things, but you had to make them last. You know, in some areas of the world, you had to make them last through extremely harsh winters, when you weren't going to have vegetables to harvest. You were going to have to find a way to preserve those vegetables you got in the spring and summer to last you through the months when you knew you weren't going to have any. And that's sort of the way it began. And then people started noticing things. As they consumed fermented foods and beverages, people got less sick. That was the big surprise, especially from illnesses from food and water. And, you know, back then there were no laboratories, there were no immunologists and bacteriologists and science labs to figure out what was going on. But now we know today that this is really where the science of probiotics came from. It came from simply taking some vegetables, some water, some salt, putting it in a crock and sealing it up for a number of months to eat later. And what you had at the end of that time, sometimes as long as 2 and 3 months of this kind of preservation, was a fermented food. And what that fermented food created was lactic acid fermentation. And what that made was beneficial bacteria. And the beneficial bacteria from those foods was able to block some of the pathogens, the negative bacteria that occur in foods, from getting into the system, and people stayed healthier longer. And it was an observation that sort of got passed down by generation to generation to generation, and now it's come full circle. All of a sudden, fermented foods are extremely popular.
Very popular. And, you know, when I was young, you know, we couldn't wait to get away from the mentality of the putting up vegetables and fruits and pickles and bread and butter slices and, you know, peppers in bottles and doing jams and preserves and all the things that my grandmother and my mother and the family did. It was something they did every year. We had root cellars for potatoes and legumes and all different kinds of things. And, you know, and all of a sudden we were trying to break away from it as kids because we wanted to be like the kids that were in the city that were going to the fast food restaurants and things like that. That's what we did. We were kids. But here we are now going back to our roots again. And some people back there never left their roots. And now we're starting to embrace the things that we were told when we were younger because they were right.
Well, of course, you know, sometimes you have to look backwards to move forward.
Very true.
And, you know, these were foods. It's actually where one of the most interesting things to me, it's where soda pop began. Because the first soda pop that was made was root beer. And root beer was exactly what it sounds like. It was fermented roots and sugars and fruits. And people would make this beverage and the bubbles would come from the fermentation. Not like today where it's made from artificial this and artificial that and then they charge it up with, you know, CO2, so it bubbles. But back before those things existed, people fermented beverages that were fizzy. And it was the ancient soda pop. I believe root beer and ginger ale were really the first ones to hit the scene. And families got to be known in their small towns and villages, oh, you have to go over here and see if you can trade maybe fresh eggs for some of the fermented root that was this delicious, sweet, spicy beverage. And, you know, you think that we don't eat fermented foods as much, but when you think about it, we really do. We just forget they're fermented foods. Cheese. Everybody likes cheese. Cheese is fermented milk. Sourdough bread. Sourdough bread is made from a lactic acid fermentation of sugar and flour. So your grilled cheese on sourdough really is a fermented food sandwich.
Hmm. You know, I think the quality and the integrity of the fermented foods we're consuming today has changed, obviously. And I think that, you know, adopting some of these in, and we'll talk later about the benefits of these fermented foods. But, you know, I think many of us might have been coming from an area or raised in an area where some of these things were actually staples.
Yes, I know I was. My great-grandmother was an immigrant from Russia, and we used to beg for her homemade pickles. They weren't, you know, something, oh, you have to eat great-grandma's pickles. It was like, oh, my goodness, I can't wait to get one of great-grandma's pickles because they were wonderful, and they were traditionally fermented. She had a big barrel down in her basement that was sort of spooky, but you knew that in that barrel were pickles that were absolutely delicious.
Well,
you know, not...
Well worth the time and well
worth,
the time to ask for them. You know, I think today we're going to talk a lot about fermented foods. We're going to realize that some of these things may be, like Marge mentioned, in our life already. And some of them may be things that we remember from our childhood. And some of them may just sound a little bit abstract. And we'll think to ourselves, really? Those are good for us? Well, they are good for us. And one of the best things we can do is make sure we're doing every single thing we can to keep our diet as healthy as possible. And fermentation, part of the picture. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. I thank you for listening, and stay well.